It's amazing the stories you get when you just take the time to ask. I was just in an office, a government office, getting a bit of business dealt with. And I asked the woman who was serving me, why do you have a U2 dog tag around your neck? I thought, yeah, chances are she's a bit of a fan. And she said, oh, I know them. I said, you know them? Yeah, I've been to several of their concerts and I've had dinner with them. And I said, how did that happen? And she said, well, I met them down at the Versace Hotel on the Gold Coast several years ago. And I got talking to them about how much their music means to me because it meant a great deal when my father died of cancer. And they took the time to hear a story and forged a friendship with her. And then she went on to tell me that as the years have gone by, sounds like about half a dozen years that she's known them, she's caught up with them in several cities here in Australia. She's been given free tickets to get along to their performances and had dinner with them several times. And she's got all sorts of memorabilia. She said she's got signed drumsticks. She's got different license plates that she's managed to acquire. She's got other souvenirs from them. And she's been into recording sessions in Ireland with them too. And this is a woman who just sits behind a desk doing paperwork for the government, dealing with the bureaucratic stuff of life. And she has this connection with fame all because of that. It touches me that the boys in U2 befriended her just as a fan, just as somebody who cares about their music, not because there's really anything in it for them from her. I think it says a lot about their character, as it turns out. Bye-bye.